Oh, wait. Can you tell me about when you were little and lived in Florida?
Well, I lived in South Florida in the Coral Gables area, which was, I don't know, kind of semi-urban area of Florida at the time. My mom's family was from there. I don't remember a whole lot about it. I was pretty young when I lived there. It was typical kind of Florida cottage style houses. I do remember there was a chicken and a rooster that used to run wild in our neighborhood that I thought was pretty cool.
Oh wait, were you? You're so cool. Okay, sorry. What were Emma and Grandpa like?
When?
When you were like that age?
That was a really different time in our lives. That was before Grandpa came to New York City and started working on Wall Street. So he was home a lot more, and my parents were kind of hippies. We spent a lot of time sailing. We used to go take the boat and go on sailing trips for entire weekends and like camp out on islands with other families. So that was pretty fun. We spent a lot of time with my mom's parents, Zemine and Grandpère. I remember staying at their house a lot. They had a really pretty yard and a screened-in sleeping porch, so I liked that because it was kind of like sleeping outside.
What was kindergarten like?
I don't remember liking kindergarten very much. Florida was really late to integrate schools compared to a lot of other states. And so when I went to kindergarten, they were still bussing kids from all over the place. So I was bussed out of my neighborhood school to a school that was very far away in a neighborhood that was more impoverished and had been predominantly a minority school. So I remember being pretty unhappy. I don't know what it was, a lottery or something like that for who would go, because all of my neighborhood friends that I had grown up with, for the most part, were going to the school in my neighborhood, and I was going to school very far away, and the school did not have terrific resources, and I think it had been a pretty stressful environment. So I don't really remember a lot about the details of going there, except for being pretty unhappy there.
What was it like moving to New Jersey?
That was a big change for us. I remember liking school and making friends pretty easily in my neighborhood. I had a lot of friends like right on my block and a few blocks around me to play with, so that was nice. But I remember missing my grandparents a lot because we had been very close with my mom's parents. So we used to spend probably about 3 months of every year going back to Florida. Grandpa would stay and we would go with my mom to Florida for the entire summer and then for a month at Christmas time.
What did you do for fun there?
In New Jersey?
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. I spent a lot of time outside playing with my friends. We played, remember we really liked to play cops and robbers outside, flashlight tag. I rode my bicycle everywhere. We had a community pool in the summer that we could walk to. And I spent pretty much all day every day of the summers there. We had a lot of parks, so I used to go like hiking and hang out in the parks and playgrounds with my friends. And then we were 15 minutes outside of New York City, so we spent a lot of time there too, going to museums or exploring different things. Then when I was a teenager, I used to go on my own with my friends to the city.
How old were you like when Emma and Grandpa let you go by yourself?
Probably about 14,
You probably wouldn't let
which
me
by
do
today's standards, kids aren't that independent in the way that I was when I was a kid.
What was Catholic school like, and like did you like going there? Would you rather have gone to a public school?
I remember being happy at both. I switched kind of late elementary school, right before middle school age, so that was kind of hard, but I grew up having to make a lot of changes. I went to school in Florida, then we moved and I went to public school a few years later. My parents decided to put all of us in Catholic school, so change and moving was kind of a part of my childhood, so I just adapted. There were nice things about both of them.
What were you like as a teenager, and like how did you dress and stuff?
I went through lots of phases as a teenager. What was I like? I suppose I wasn't necessarily so much different than I am today. I definitely went through a lot of fashion phases. For a while, I was obsessed with punk rock music, and so I spiked my hair on weekends when I wasn't wearing my Catholic school uniform. You know, and was kind of into dressing that way too and going into the city. But I went through a lot of different phases. None of them really lasted particularly long.
Do you think that you were more like Michael or I as a kid, or neither of us?
I was probably somewhat of a blend of the two of you. I mean, school-wise and organizational-wise, for the most part, I was very much like you. And I think I was one of three sisters, and I was always the one who had the reputation as being the very high-achieving one, and I was very obsessive about school. But then socially, maybe more like your brother. I was a little bit more adventurous and kind of more of a risk taker, maybe even prone to doing some stupid things as a teenager.
Like what?
Oh, like some of the things that we used to do in New York City. Like I remember my friends and I once accepted a limo ride from somebody we did not know, which is obviously like a super unsafe thing to do. I used to make friends with the mentally ill people in Washington Square Park, and there was one particular guy who had like a decorated bicycle, and I used to go, you know, sit and talk with him and go around and ride his decorated bicycle. You know, these were folks who were like seriously mentally ill, hallucinating, etc., sometimes who had been, you know, integrated back into the community. I don't know, maybe that's kind of where I fostered my love of social worker, decided to become a social worker.
Who was your best friend and what were they like?
In which part of my life?
I guess either one.
Well, when I lived in Florida, my best friend was a girl named Catherine, and she lived pretty close by, and her house had a lot of property. The thing that I remember most about Catherine was that she had a refrigerator that made ice in the door, which at that time was kind of a novelty and really, I thought, made her super cool. We also used to cut down sugar cane in her backyard and chew on that for a snack, which I have really good memories of doing that. And in New Jersey, my longest, you know, term best friend was Carol Nazzaro, who I met when I switched to Catholic school.
What was she like?
We liked a lot of the same thing. She was sweet and she was funny. She lived near me in Westfield. She had a really big, white, fluffy Samoyed dog that I really loved. Like, this was an enormous, enormous, like, husky-type dog, which I really enjoyed because we were never allowed to have a dog growing up. And we just liked a lot of the same things, and we immediately became close in school. I don't know, she's probably a lot like you and Katie. She also was the blonde. She was my blonde-haired best friend. And we stopped going to school together after grammar school. She went to a different high school, but we stayed best friends. We were together every weekend, and even when we went to college, we both went to universities in Washington, D.C., and I used to spend time hanging out with her there, too.
What's grammar school?
Oh, Catholic school's a little bit different. You go kindergarten through eighth grade, and that's considered grammar school, so it covers middle school as well, and then you go on to high school.
What was it like having so many sisters, and did you fight or get along most of the time?
Well, having three sisters, I grew up with a lot of drama all the time, a lot of emotional drama, and that continued into adulthood. No, I had two sisters, Sophia, but there were three of us all together.
Okay.
So even in adulthood, your dad, every family holiday we had, he used to play a game where he would count the minutes until someone cried. And usually it wasn't very long. So we had a lot of fun together, but we also, there was a lot of conflict and people stealing each other's stuff, makeup, underwear. Once my sister stole my diary and ripped out the pages I had written in and started writing in it herself. So a lot of things like that. I was kind of the family mediator. My sisters didn't get along that well, and I got along with both of them.
Which one normally cried the most?
Oh gosh, that was hard to say. I probably cried the least, and it would have been a contest, I think, between the two others. But it was good. I mean, we had fun too. It was messy. I had one bathroom to share. So we had three girls in one bathroom. So as you can imagine, there were like hair products, curling irons, hair dryers, like everywhere. Every inch of the place was covered.
Was Aunt Michelle like always the makeup and like prissy stuff kind of person?
No, she wasn't really necessarily like that as a kid. Maybe more when she was in high school as I was leaving for college. But no, that was kind of something that came later in life.
And, like, is it actually true that you guys stole Grandpa's shirts, or does Grandpa make that up?
Yeah, no, that was kind of a phase, a fashion phase of wearing oversized button-down shirts. We probably did that. Maybe some polo shirts, too.
What was your dream job?
You mean when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Gosh. I think I really wanted to be an artist. I really enjoyed that when I was a kid, and I always went to special art camps, and in high school I was in all the art groups, and that was probably the thing that I felt most passionate about, and I really wanted to go either to art and design school or Fashion Institute of Technology, because I also love fashion, but Grandpa said no. He said he wasn't going to pay for any of that, so that's when I kind of switched it up.
What college did you want to go to besides the one that you went to?
I really wanted to go to school in New York City. I wanted to go to NYU or Fordham.
Why didn't you?
Grandpa didn't want me to go to school in the city.
Did you think it was like dangerous?
Yes.
Is it?
Well, and also it had to do with choice of curriculum and what I was going for.
What was college like for you?
I loved college. It was great. Going to American University, it was a really good opportunity for me. It was difficult and challenging when I first got there because I was kind of on the shy side, so it was really new living away from home, and we didn't have all the choices that you have now. Like, I just was assigned a roommate. Nobody looked into whether or not you were compatible, what your interests were. You just kind of got who you got. But it was a pretty exciting time. I loved living in Washington, D.C. when I was in school, and I had the opportunity to meet people from all over the country. AU had a lot of people actually coming from literally different countries, and so it was a really good time in my life. I had a lot of fun there.
Did you have any weird roommates?
Oh yeah, the first one and I were not compatible at all. She was a very strange girl. She actually wore a dog collar all the time. What? I don't know why she did that, Sophia, but she wore a dog collar all the time, and she also brought a strobe light to our room, which she wanted to have on, like, at all times, even when I was studying. And she brought a lot of boys over constantly, and always having people in my room so I couldn't get work done. And honestly, we did not get along at all, and I know I went to my RA. I don't know that there was much I could do about it, but I made really close friends with the two girls who were living in the room next to me, and we stayed friends all of college. They were both in my wedding when I got married to Dad, and I basically slept in a sleeping bag on their floor for an entire year. So, because we didn't even have bathrooms in our dorm rooms, it was a shared floor, so I just kind of kept my stuff in the closet in my room, but didn't really live in it.
How did you meet Dad, and what was it like dating him?
I met Dad through one of my best friends in college, Missy. She had spent a summer in Bermuda, and so she met Dad there, and when she found out he was going to Georgetown University and we were at American University, she made plans with him. to kind of get together or hang out. So we met through our mutual friend of Missy at a party in Georgetown, and we just kind of hit it off and got up. Well, actually, that's not true. I met him springtime, I think, at a party. No, at a concert at my university, and we just sort of really casually met, didn't really talk, and then the next time we saw each other was the following fall at a party, and then we kind of hit it off, and our first date was going to Halloween, the Halloween party, like in the streets at Georgetown.
Was that when you were dressed up as a flapper, or was that a different one?
No, that was in high school when I did that. No, on this particular occasion, I was dressed in my favorite boring costume, which you're very familiar with, which I was dressed as a witch. And Dad was dressed as LL Cool J.
Nice.
Yeah.
When did you know that you wanted to marry him?
Oh gosh, I don't know when we first thought about marriage, but I knew from the very first time that I saw him. Actually, you know, even before that party, the very first time we met at the concert, we just really hit it off, and I knew that he was going to be somebody special in my life. And once we started dating, you know, that was it. Like, we never broke up. We were very close and always together. And he graduated from college a year before me and moved out to California. So I went out to California a few times, and because we were separated and geography was such an issue, we just decided we got married pretty young. We waited until I graduated from college, and we got married the summer after I graduated.
What was your wedding like?
It was a really pretty wedding. We had, I don't know, maybe about 150 guests there. We had people who came from Spain and Bermuda for Dad's family. In all honesty, I really didn't plan a lot of it. It wasn't unique to a lot of us because I was in school and Dad was in California, and Amma did quite a lot of it. We got married in New Jersey at one of the churches I had grown up in, because that was important to Amma and Grandpa. We had a lot of fun.
What was it like being a social worker, and do you remember any kids in particular that you helped?
I did a lot of different things as a social worker. Some of them I enjoyed more than others. You know, I enjoyed a lot of it, and then I think at a certain point of doing it over a decade, I was ready for a change. Had a lot of very varied and interesting jobs, from working in schools for kids who are emotionally disturbed to working in hospitals to doing home visits and family-based counseling, and then eventually I was doing outpatient counseling with people. I do remember a lot of my kids, and I worked with a lot of kids who were in foster care and adoption situations, and I worked with a lot of kids who had serious mental illness, and a lot of kids who had been through really terrible traumas, or a combination of all of those things. And there are definitely some kids that I remember, and even some kids who wrote me cards or letters. I think I still have them in the attic, and I still to this day kind of wonder what happened to them. It was harder for me after I had you and Michael. It became a lot more painful to work with some of those kids and to have the stomach for some of the things that I heard about and saw after I had my own children. I don't know, the whole thing just started to feel much more vulnerable, and it pained me in kind of a different way than it did before I had my own children.
Yeah. How did you decide that you wanted kids, and did you always knew that you wanted them?
I don't think I always did know that I wanted children. You know, there were girls, I think, growing up who always knew that they wanted to get married or have kids or do specific things like that. I don't think I kind of had my whole life mapped out. I think, you know, when you think about marrying someone, you usually talk about things like that. And I think Dad and I both knew that we wanted kids. We had talked about having two kids. Having grown up with three kids myself, I kind of saw, you know, a lot of the conflict that came from that. So I think we always thought hey, we'll have two. And he was from a family of two and happy with that. We were married for, you know, a while before we had kids. And I think we just got to the point where, you know, we had done some of the things that we wanted to do, traveling or having, you know, young adult experiences. And a lot of our friends were starting to have children. And so I think we decided that that was a good time for us. And around that same time, we bought a house that would actually fit children.
So, like, did you want a boy or a girl, or like two boys, two girls, one boy and one girl? Or did you never really think about that?
I never really thought really specifically about that, but I will tell you, when, you know, Dad, he always wanted one of each, I think, for sure. But when I found out Michael was a boy, I was really disappointed about the clothes shopping experience, and I did actually, in my hormonal state, cry about that. Boys' clothes just weren't that fun.
Yeah, they're not as cute. How was it becoming a mom? And, like, and I won't be offended, but who was harder to deal with, me or Michael?
You know, it was wonderful and challenging becoming a parent. It changes your whole life, you know? It changes you physically, emotionally, spiritually. It changes how you live your day-to-day. It changes how you can work. So it was wonderful and also challenging. I think it was a little bit hard for me not having any family here and not having Emma nearby, because I didn't always have those built-in supports. I had my friends, but I think that watching some of them, there's definitely a benefit in having your siblings or your parents nearby. And of course, Dad's family was overseas. But I think it was a good adjustment. I started working part-time after that. You know, I had a lot of mom friends with kids the same age, whose kids you kind of grew up with, and we were a really good support system for each other. You and Michael were both kind of different babies. He was probably, I don't know, maybe he was the easier baby, but then again, we'd had some practice, and he probably wasn't catered to in the same way that you were as an infant, because you were like the super baby, because you were not just our oldest baby, you were the first baby in my family. So you literally, like, I'm like not sure your feet ever touched the floor for the first year. No, you weren't a brat, but like everyone doted on you. You know, your aunts and uncles didn't have babies yet, and it's just like everyone, everything you did had an audience. By the time Michael came, there were other babies, and, you know, Finn was born, and there was more like a crew of you at that point.
What was it like going back to college, and how did you decide that you wanted to be a nurse?
You mean going back to college as an adult?
Yeah.
It was very challenging, but I definitely enjoyed it. I mean, I would say that I've always liked school. And I've always been good at school, and, you know, my sisters will tell you that. So for me, that's kind of a natural, like, it's not a hardship. Some people really don't enjoy it, but I do like learning, and I like classroom environments. So I think the part that was challenging is when you go back as an adult, you know, being a beginner at something, when you've been, you know, I'd gotten to the point of being an expert in what I was doing. But I really wanted a change, and I wanted to add this other piece. So it's kind of going back to the beginning again. And of course, it was a really different environment. It's really more about school and not about, obviously, the social piece. It was a great opportunity, though. You know, I made some wonderful new friends. So for the most part, I think it was a very positive experience.
If, like, you didn't decide to be a nurse and, like, you weren't trying to, like, make more money, like, what other career would you have, like, thought about going into?
If money was no object whatsoever, I think about that sometimes. You know, some people seem so very definitive about one thing that would be, like, their dream job. For me, I've always had a lot of interests, and I like change, so I've never really been able to pick one thing. I mean, I definitely really like creative things. Like, I don't know, I thought it would be wonderful to be a florist or do floral design or something like that. But I think in the end, I really like working with people. So while I might enjoy that as a hobby, I don't know that that would truly be my dream job. I think if money was no object, I think I would probably combine my social work and my nursing background and do like private health coaching and wellness teaching.
I'd totally be an archaeologist.
That would be cool too.
How did you end up in Virginia, and do you want to stay here or would you want to go somewhere else eventually?
How did we end up in Virginia? So Dad was in Southern California after college for a job. And we really didn't like Southern California. It was very expensive and very smoggy, and very far away from his family in Bermuda, and very far away from my family. So we wanted to come back to the East Coast. Emma and Grandpa were retiring to Virginia, and Dad just happened to have a job opportunity in Virginia, in Virginia Beach. So that's how we ended up here. Then we ended up going to graduate school here. And so at that point, we were kind of committed. We made friends. We liked it. Weather was temperate. And the rest is kind of history.
And, like, if you would go somewhere else, where would you want to go?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know that I'm the kind of person who just picks a place based on the place. For me, I really want to be near family. I grew up with family being separated all the time, and Emma and Grandpa have always kind of gone to places. For me, I would rather be where my people are. But if I had to pick some places that I really like, so far in terms of being in the United States, where I've liked the best would be Colorado.
Would you rather do like Pennsylvania or New Jersey if you had to pick like being near family?
I don't think that I really have any desire to live in New Jersey again, even though I have family there. It's tremendously expensive and very crowded.
If you had to move somewhere outside the U.S., where would you go?
If I had to move somewhere and live there all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, that's a tough one. Probably somewhere that I haven't been yet, that I haven't seen yet. I mean, I love Spain, where your dad's family is from, but the economy is terrible. People can't find work. There are lots of political problems. Nice place to visit. I don't know that I would want to live there.
What's the best trip you've ever been on?
Definitely, without a doubt, the two-week trip that we took to Bermuda, where we stayed in one of Dad's friends' neighbors' homes, for a couple of reasons. I mean, one, I love Bermuda, and there's a lot of nostalgia there because Dad grew up there, but also just because of the company and who we were with, that we were with our close friends and also with Dad's childhood best friends and their kids. It was a really special opportunity. A lot of fun and a lot of good memories made there.
So like, what do you want to do in the future?
That's a very broad question, Sophia.
Like when you retire, like what do you want to do or like go or stuff like that?
Gosh, I don't know. Retirement seems pretty far away at this point. I don't know. I really haven't thought about retirement or that part of my life. And it's hard to think about not working. I think I would always want to volunteer or do something like that. I really like working with like vulnerable populations, and I don't know, maybe eventually when, you know, money and putting kids through college is less of an issue, I'd really enjoy like working somewhere like the Daily Planet or going out on the caravan into the
communities. Planet, like Superman?
No, the Daily Planet is the Daily Planet provides healthcare services to people who can't afford them otherwise, and like a lot of homeless people, mentally ill people. So maybe being able to do some work that's kind of closer to my heart, but not having to worry so much about the salary aspect. And then, of course, I'd like to, you know, have lots of opportunity to see you and your brother.
Do you think you're going to, like, migrate, like, Emma and Grandpa?
To Florida?
Yeah.
I don't have any thoughts of doing anything like that now. I don't know if that's like a special part of your brain that turns on after you turn 60 or something, but that doesn't hold a lot of appeal for me right now.
Okay, that actually worked really well because I don't have any more questions, but it's 30 minutes now.